Energy giant Total said Wednesday that cash payments to a joint venture with the Army have been suspended due to unrest in the country. Total has come under pressure from pro-democracy activists to stop financing the junta since a military coup in February, which has been followed by a brutal crackdown on dissent. A local monitoring group claims more than 800 people have been killed by the military. Total paid around $230 million to Myanmar authorities in 2019 and another $176 million last year in the form of taxes and production rights, according to the company's own financial statements. A Dutch court Wednesday ordered Royal Dutch Shell to significantly deepen its planned greenhouse gas emission cuts in a landmark ruling that could pave the way for legal action against energy firms around the world. Shell immediately said it would appeal the ruling. The court in The Hague is ordering the company to reduce its planet-warming carbon emissions by 45% by 2030. Shell currently has a target to reduce carbon intensity by 20% by 2030, not even half of what the court is ordering. And the court says Shell's overall climate policy is, quote, not concrete and is full of conditions that's not enough. The lawsuit was filed by seven groups, including Greenpeace and Friends of the Earth Netherlands. It marks a first in which environmentalists have turned to the courts to try to force a major energy firm to change strategy. Howling winds and waves, the height of double-decker buses are hitting eastern India and the country's second cyclone in as many weeks. Find more on that story at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken landed in Jordan Wednesday on the last leg of a Mideast tour that aims to shore up an Egypt-brokered ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian military.